The journal that I've read is called Enhancing Quality of Life for Dogs and Cats in Confined Situations, and is published in 2007. Over the century, the relationship of humans and animals had a drastic change. Humans paid a lot of attention to animals, and this promotes a keen interest in the welfare of these animals. This journal investigated two issues. First, how can one define quality of life for dogs and cats in confined living situations, such as laboratories? And second, what additional research is needed to determine how optimum quality of life can be achieved? Consideration of a definition for quality of life for dogs and cats in confinement is very important, and should be correlated between individual and group quality of life. Special attention should be directed towards the animal's behavior that allow evaluation of reactions, and establishment of a scale to assess quality of life for groups and confinement is very important. We should first define behavioral and physiological parameters and establish baseline values for behavioral and physiological indicators, and also we should develop reliable and standardized measures for behavioral phenotypes.